Kumlana Black Gemara, we're up to Dav Chav Beis Amud Aleph. And I forgot to bring my Shas Gemara. Chav Beis Amud, the Tzuras Adapter is wrong. Dav Chav Beis Amud Aleph. We're up to Hani Murukoi. The last one lies Murukoi. These were farmers, or, you know, farmer hands. Hani Murukoi, these people used to plant gardens of safflower. Oh, now we can start. Hani Murukoi. Oh, we're starting right now. Quickly. Hani Murukoi, these people used to plant saffron. They were goyim. And Noki Bishabata, and they took the plow and plant and to harvest on Shabbos. We saw Bechad Bishabata. No, there was a shutfus. There was a shutfus between one of these goyim and a yid, and they had an arrangement. The goy would work on Shabbos all day, and the yid obviously didn't, and the yid would work on Sunday all day, and the goy didn't. Osei lekamei the rabbi that came before rabbi. This is mamish. This is the gemara that's so important about partnership with a goy. How do you deal with Shabbos? It's just amazing that you find the gemara in Avodah Zorah, not in Masechta Shabbos. Yeah. Also, the Kamei Rava, after they did it, they came to Rava. We'll do some Rashi's on this. They came to Rava and they asked him, is it all right? I'm a partner with a guy. We're going to be open. The farm is going to be working on Shabbos, but the guy will work on Shabbos, and I'll work full day Sunday. Sharalu Dav Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Eight lines on the top. Sharalu, he permitted it. He permitted it. That's what he said. Eisve Ravina Rava. Ravina asked Rava a question. I don't understand. It says in the Braisa, Yisroel v'oyve kochavim, you have a yid and you have a goy shekiblu, sod v'shutfu, they became partners. Lo yoyma Yisroel v'oyve kochavim, the yid should not say to the goy, tul chel kochav b'shabbos, the end of the week when they work out the profits. They should say to the goy, you take whatever you earn on Shabbos, and mani b'chol, and I'll take my portion for the week because I work the whole day in the week. Why can't you do that? It comes out, why am I taking a title to this whole day? Because you worked Shabbos. That means, and I should have been working, right? I should have been working Shabbos. But you worked for me, and therefore I worked for you. So when you worked Shabbos, you worked for me. You're like my shliach, you're working for me on Shabbos. So you can't have such an arrangement. But, we said when we became partners, I said, you know what, this is our contract. You have Shabbos profits, and I'll have Tuesday's profits. So therefore, you're not working for me on Shabbos, because I'm taking myself out of our partnership when it comes to Shabbos.
So we set up the business that is yours on Shabbos.
Yours on Shabbos, and the business is mine on Tuesdays. Nothing wrong with that. I, Tuesday, because of Shabbos, who cares? The problem is that if we didn't make this up, then really I should have been working on Shabbos, because we're partners. And the reason why I'm not is because you're working for me. I mean, you're my shliach. That's forbidden. But v'chatchila we made up that I have nothing to do with Shabbos, and you have nothing to do with Tuesday. Nothing wrong with that.
So how did Ravina know that maybe this was the problem?
We'll see in a minute. The waiting mother tells us right now. There's no arrangement. But then it says v'im bo lecheshbon aser. If they came to a cheshbon, sounds like they didn't make this arrangement. They just went to partnership. And this guy started working on Shabbos, and this guy worked on the Sundays. And then they said, let's make a cheshbon, how much you made on Shabbos and made on Sunday. That is awesome, because you worked for me on Shabbos, Rashi. So the question is, how did Rava Paskin, that these people, Mordecai and the Yid, are allowed to divide the profits? You worked Shabbos, how can you do it? Rashi. Mordecai, Zoydeg, Karkum, these are people who plant gardens made out of saffron. Nokid b'shabbat lachers l'zrayelik. So you took the work from Shabbos. Shekiblu, you just did it. Shekiblu. Mordecai is a word. It's an Aramaic word. It's a name of this. No. Only of this particular kind of farm. Because they probably use their. They have to do by hand. Saffron is very difficult to pick, so it's a special kind of farming. Different kind of farming than normal.
What is the saffron?
It is the most expensive spice you can find.
It's a stamen of a little flower.
It's about $30,000 a kilo. I'm not kidding.
You don't know who buys it by the kilo?
No, I think on the way to Adelaide, I think I remember passed by
saffron. When you buy
saffron,
you get it in about like a gram or 2 gram, and it comes with these little strands from a flower. Do you know the little stem inside the flower?
What do you use it for?
Colouring. Oh, you ever buy rice? It's, saffron-coloured rice.
The main thing is to
make things synthetic. Synthetic. It's all synthetic.
No, not the real saffron.
It's $30,000 a kilo.
I'll bring you a packet tomorrow and look at it. You get like
What do you charge for 2 or 3?
For a little packet like that, probably about 7-8 bucks.
Okay, there's nothing in there.
It's literally 3-4 strands. Little.
Amazing.
Nothing.
And that changes the color, doesn't it?
It's yellow.
It makes a bright yellow color, yes.
Okay. They say saffron colored rice because it's not real saffron. Others go to Ashi Shikiblu. They accepted Sada Bari Susum and Balabayis Umishikiblu Hutla Shneim Lasa. But we had to work together. Lo Yoyim Yisrael Tulatur Chelkam Shabbos. You work for your, you know, you work Shabbos. Lefisha Nasa Shluchoy Al Chatzayeh Mutlalo. Because since I have to work on Shabbos, you're working for me. You're my shliach. Forbidden. Before we took it upon ourselves, why? I never accepted the avoided Shabbos. So when you work in the Shabbos, you're not working for me. The main point is you're not my shlich. Clear all the way that Rashi is using it. That idea of a guy working is the word of shlichus. The idea of shvus. You know what's the problem with telling a guy to do something for you? Rashi shit in Shabbos of Kufnei Gimel there was that he's a shlich, and see Rashi throughout the whole Gemara calls him a shlich
in partnerships.
Yeah, even though he's not, there's no shlichus by a guy, but luchumra we say the shlichus. Next Rashi, what does that mean? He came to cheshbon. Lav ahisnu mitchilka. We're not talking about we made it conditional. The Ravid argues. The Ravid says to say the Rambam when he says you're allowed to do this arrangement, you do Shabbos and I do Sunday. It's you have to add another clause. Im harb im at. No, it has to be a genuine thing. Whatever the profits on Shabbos are yours, and whatever the profits on Tuesday are mine. So, in other words, don't say divide it in seven equal parts, because then that's not that looks like a mirage, whatever, a trick. But you take Shabbos here. But now, Imbol Chesed means we didn't make a Tanai Lechatchila. Ela Milzabap and Nafshe new thing. Climate in Kiblu Stam, but also Stam. We did nothing. We went into Shutfus together, and then Va'ayil Bechavim B'Shabbos. Naturally, the guy went in on Shabbos, and he didn't. Va'ay Yisrael B'Chor. We didn't make anything up. V'Loitzivo Yisrael. He never instructed the guy. You work for me on Shabbos. So what happened in this case? However, at the end of the week, we make a cheshbon. So how much are we on a Shabbos? And I'll take the same amount on the weekday. Also, is forbidden. Why? This chas Shabbos who noitel. The fact is that why am I taking the full Tuesday's thing? I'm only entitled to half with partners because you're taking the whole Shabbos. That means on Shabbos you really work for me. The goli daita v'chav mishlucha. You're working for me. So back to the Gemara, Rav was embarrassed. He passed wrong. He said, no problem. He said, clearly, if they didn't make up, if the only way it seems that you're allowed to do it is made up a chatchila, you do Shabbos and I do Tuesday. It turned out to be like Moshe said, the Taka didn't make such a condition. So there's no problem. Says the Gemara, however, the Ravid learns differently. The Ravid learns in Halacha that Imbo Lechejim means even if we made a Lechachila, you do Shabbos, you do Tuesday. But for then we make a Chejim, forget. Make a Chejim, you know what? Let's just divide into seven equal parts. You know, so I'll take half of the week, you take half of the week. Then that means we usurped the arrangement we Lechachila made. It's a farce. Because the idea was whatever Shabbos prophets are yours and whatever Tuesday prophets are mine. And then we go over and turn it over. But that's the Ravid's shot. Others don't say that. And it's going to invite Rav Gvia mid Beit Kassel, Rav Gvia from the city of Beit Kassel. Amar, no, you got the whole story wrong with the Rava. Hanu wasn't a good Shabbos. Shesili the Arva Habit. They were workers who were working on a field. The first 3 years were Arla, and Arla, not only you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to have Anah, but you're allowed to work. And so what happened was the guy worked the first 3 years, and the Eid worked the second 3 years, and the Eid got all the produce in 3 years. The only reason why the Eid got all the produce in the second 3 years was because the guy worked the first 3 years. So it's as if, and they asked Rava, this is a good arrangement, because you might argue, what might you argue, as follows. Look, definitely the guy is a lot of work on behalf of the Eid, the 3 years of Arla. There's also a lot of work in Arla, why not? I'm getting profits the next 3 years for what the goy did the first 3 years. It's also Bahano. I'm getting Hano from Arla. The answer is no. Whoever works gets the money, because this is hard labor. Whoever works gets the money. So it's not an exchange. The problem of Shabbos also is the problem is that that you are working for me, Yishlich, and by Arla it doesn't matter. So therefore, the only problem is Hano. There's no Hano. I'm getting paid for these 3 years because I worked these 3 years. That's all.
So he's
saying it wasn't saffron. Had nothing to do with Shabbos. Who cares, saffron, not saffron?
No, yeah,
okay.
The
thing
was to do with the tree.
Yeah, the main word here is that. Yeah, but the main word is not to do with Shabbos. It's a different issue altogether. Hanush, Shesila, the Arla have Ivikham, Akhoshne, the Arla, the guy was getting all the benefit from 3 years of Arla, Yisrael, Shnei, the Taylor was getting all the benefit from 3 years of Heter. Also, the Kavi, came before Rav, Shadaluhu, his matter. Rashi they took a partnership and they planted it. They divided half and half. When he the guy worked for 30 years of Arla, and he ate the fruits. And he ate the fruits. Shadlui Mata, the head to Gomer have his completely mutter. The Ava gave the Kiblu Yacha, the Chatkil, the partners. Vamala Yisrael, the Yato, the Begim of Shonim, Halolu, when he gave Lacharim, the Chayda, when he made a swap. He said, you work those 3 years and I work next 3 years, the Chayda, as if the guy worked for the year during those 3 years. Ain't Kan Yisrael Shlichu, who cares? But Yisrael Nami Shadlui Lavoida. And if the Eid wanted to work during those 3 years, it's also permitted. So what's wrong with the guy who works on half of the Eid? I the imu shum achila she Yisrael oichel kinegdin l'chayi the Eid is benefiting from the fruits of the next 3 years because of the fruits of the first 3 years in Sasabana. But even tzadehen and mepedus arla shemach as if he gave up his half of the fruits to the goy and instead of that in exchange of that he's getting the extra half of fruits in the next 3 years. Isn't that like a iser hano? He's benefiting from something which you shouldn't have any benefit from. Ain't zenena. This is not called having benefit. Why not? This is the rule. Whoever there's the work, the year that you work, you get paid. The year you don't work, you don't get paid. So it's not an exchange for that. This is I'm getting the pay this for the year 4, 5, 6 because I worked year 4, 5, 6. And you didn't. Simple as that. Says the Gemara, Hakanabi, Vahoisva, Ravina, Rava. Ravina brought a braisa to ask a question. Rava, also do with Shabbos, according to you, has nothing to do with Shabbos, Arla. The Siyuas, if I can't, he said, it wasn't a kash, it was a raya. Only by Shabbos there's a problem with Sutras of the Goy, but not during the, not for Arla. But Ichsa, so why was Rava embarrassed? Loy Hoyd, Rav Oilam, Baba Maises, Lahadam, it never happened. Says the Gemara, Iboyluhu, we have a question, Stoma Mai. So we have a question going back to Shabbos. Okay, we said 2 instances. One instance we said was that we both became partners, and then afterwards, you know, you work Shabbos and I work Tuesday. That's you cannot do because I should really be working Shabbos and you're working for me. That's us. The other, that's the Issa. The Heta was, L'chatchila, we made it tonight. We established our partnership is that I have nothing to do with Shabbos and you're going to do it Tuesdays. What about we didn't do anything? I didn't tell you clearly you work for me on Shabbos, I work on Tuesday, nor did we make it tonight, L'chatchila, that, you know, we have out. Stomach. And then at the end of the week, we just divide the profits. You know, it's inevitable that you worked on Shabbos. I never said anything. I don't come in on Shabbos. What happens then? Pretty much, stomach might. We didn't make anything up. What's it then? And what happened was the Eid worked on Sunday without the guy coming in, and the guy because that was his Sabbath, and the guy worked on Shabbos, but we didn't make anything up. Toshma, asking Moshe to bring a raya. It says in the Braisa, when is it permitted? Im hisnu mitchila mutter. Only they made up chachila. Is mashma hastama also? We made up nothing. It's as if the guy is working for the Eid on Shabbos because I should have been working.
Even if you don't make up anything, as soon as you divide it, you're getting the benefit of
the problem is not the dividing. The problem is I should have been working on Shabbos. Why wasn't I working? Because you filled in for me. You filled in for me. And I'm getting some money. So therefore, the problem is you're working. The problem is that you're my shliach. But I didn't make that up. I never asked you to do it. It just happened.
In other words, what you're saying is it's assumed that both of them are obligated.
That's what shutzvahs are, 50-50. 50-50 that we should both work, yeah.
Do you still own the shop when the guy's working there on Shabbos?
We're talking about partners here.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, not
still,
a word. Yeah,
do
yeah.
You still have an ownership?
That's the actual thing. You have a business together.
Partners are going, right?
Too much partner
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, yeah.
You have a store.
Yeah, but you're dividing. You're already getting the benefits.
Yeah, the problem is, okay, if we made up L'chatchila that your Shabbos day is yours, you're the owner of the business solely, and Tuesday I'm the owner of the business solely, and there's no problem because I have nothing to do with Shabbos. If we made up nothing and I asked you, look, I can't come into Shabbos after we became partners, you go Shabbos and I'll fill in you for Tuesday, that's forbidden because really I should have been there Shabbos, but you're working for me. If I made up nothing, you know, it just happened this way because you know I'm a Yid, I don't work Shabbos, and I know that you don't work or whatever that day, you want a day off. So therefore, it happened automatically. The question is, how do we treat that? So from the Braisa saying that the only time it's permitted is we made up, that Chachilah, that I don't work Shabbos, is a problem.
You have to treat it in the way that you don't divide the property.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what he's saying. Hostama Asir. The only time is Mutter is if we Hisnu Mitchilah. We Chachilah made it a condition that I'm not involved in Shabbos. And vice versa, but if I didn't make that condition, it's Asir. Says the Gemara, if that's your whole proof, aim a safer. Look in the safer. Imbo Lechejno says the only time it's us it is if we come to Chejman afterwards. In other words, Lechatchila, I said you work Shabbos for me after we became partners, and I work Tuesday and work it out. Masha Stam Mutter. I'm a whole lekal machem mishnah. Can't bring it out either way. Look at Rashi Stam Amai. She kiblu Stam. We became partners. But also Stam. Invariably, the guy walked in on Shabbos and worked. And he went in on Sunday. The Eid never made up with him two latas on Shabbos. And we never went out that far. I didn't want to say. Yeah. Ma'u lachlik Stam b'shavat. Can we, the end of the week, just divide a profit half and half? V'lo yaskis on the Shabbos. He won't mention a word about Shabbos. Okay, he made $100 this week. Profit, you take 50, I take 50. Without going into the details. Can you do that? So we don't know. The Gemara means the suffix. Rashi imbo lecheshbon. What's pshat imbo lecheshbon? His kiloy. The cheshbon means I said, look, let's see how much did we earn on Shabbos. His kiloy yisrael so Shabbos ba'isa chalukah. He said, okay, let's make a cheshbon. How much we earn Shabbos on Tuesday and let's work it out. Then we goli daiter the shluchu. So clearly revealed, I should have been there on Shabbos and you worked on my behalf.
Yeah, why is there a doubt? As soon as you divide it. That's where the problem comes in.
So no, but we didn't mention Shabbos.
You don't have to mention as soon as you divide.
Yeah, but you know, but I worked the whole day Tuesday. I'm getting my, maybe my shit I'm getting is for Tuesday and lose Shabbos.
I work 3.5 days.
That's right. So the Gemara remained the Suffolk Big Machlek is showing him how do we pass this. Some say Suffolk Rabban Lakula. Others say that since that this question is only according to Rabbi Gevira, but according to Rabbi in Ravina, definitely it's Aser. So the Big Machlek is not Halacha. Anyway, if you look at Ashtar Mechila Shabbos, you see how they work it out. It's along the lines of Histam Mechila that I have nothing to do with Shabbos and you have nothing to do with Tuesday.
What happens if you'll say, you worked 6 days, I worked 6 days. Let's divide the profits of the whole week into six and not into seven. Yep. So then I'm going to taina, I'm not taking any schar for Shabbos because I only taking my...
But only if it only six. Works... But that's a question of Stama. That's like Stama as well. That's Stama. You don't mention the word of Shabbos. That's what Stama is. Hadna loch neidain, let's move on. Ain, this we already had this previously. Ain ma'amidin behema, you're not allowed to bring your behema, but this is going to be a little bit hard to understand today because we don't have this kind of concept. Ain ma'amidin behema, put the goyim, do not bring your animal in the paddocks of the goyim, mipnei shechashud na laviya. You cannot trust a goy alone with your animal because he'll have bestiality. Oh, you soon see what the Gemara says today. No, you soon see something even worse. You're not allowed to let a woman to be alone with a goy. There, we're scared that they're going to error. A man should not be alone with a goy. He was scared they're going to kill you. That's what we had before a few days ago. You're not allowed to have a shchuna, three goyim together. And he goes, Erevin, we don't want one yid living in the apartment together, one goy, because they can kill you. In those days, I mean, just try to picture the mentality that they were scared all the time that if they live in a goy, they'd be killed. Sorry? No, but if you remember the morning Erevin there, we learned that a one yid and a one goy, we don't want that to happen because of sakana. We don't want this dangerous. But Aminu, ask him a question. Sorry?
Yeah.
We want to discourage the yid to be there. You see, you chuck him out of the neighborhood. Hopefully he'll get out. He'll leave. But Aminu, we ask a question. You're telling me that with an animal. We learned elsewhere. Loichin mehen behema lekarbon. You're allowed to buy an animal from a goy and bring it up as a carbon on the mizbeach. But if the bestiality take place, how can you bring it as a mizbeach? Then choishim, we're not worried. Loimishim reveya. Not that the goy it was reveya the animal, but loimishim nirba. Nor that the animal was nirba. Not that the goy, sorry, not the behema brought it for himself, or they was nirba. But loimishim mukse. Was set aside for Avodah Zarah, v'leimushim never, nor was it used for Avodah Zarah. Now, bishleim mukzev never, we understand why we're not choishes that it was set for Avodah Zarah. Because if it was, there's no way the goy would sell you this animal. When they consecrated for Avodah Zarah, they would use it for themselves. Imisa dak tzai, if it's true that he was set it aside, v'imisa the polchor, he bowed down, lo yhavi mazbele, he wouldn't have sold you. Okay, we understand that. El roi veya v'nir balochus, you just said, in our Mishnah, you're not allowed to bring your animal in that paddock because maybe he'd be roveya, so how can you bring it as a carbon? Remember we had before someone else's animal he has no issues with sterile, you know, making the animal sterile. He won't be reveya his own animal because what happens is he makes the animal sterile and he doesn't want to do that because he wants to have offspring, so therefore you're allowed to buy from them. Shaloi te'okir. If the animal was a female, I understand, because it doesn't want to make the animal sterile. If the animal is a male, the animal doesn't become sterile. So why are you allowed to buy a zocher? An oiler, for example, is a zocher. How are you allowed to buy from them? Even though they make the animal sterile, if they have bestiality of their own male animals, they weaken the animal's strength. We learned you are allowed to buy an animal from the shepherds. Since the shepherd is not the owner of the animal, how can you trust him? Maybe there's bestiality over here. And you don't give all the stories you answer me about being sterile or weakening the animal doesn't apply to a shepherd. It's not his animal. Leichus dimaravala, says the Gemara, Roy Shalhan, their shepherd, Messiah is scared, Mishum Hefseschar. He's scared that the Goy will find out, he will lose his business. And therefore, he will treat the animal with a little bit of respect. Elohad Tanya, Ebaze, why did we learn elsewhere? A Maisin Behemel Roy. A Jew is not allowed to give his animal to a Goyish shepherd, Shalahan. And why not? Because we say that the shepherd might do some bestiality with your animal. And there's the Isil of Na'iva, because a Goy also has the Isil of an animal. Lechayda, we just said that a shepherd is scared, you'll catch him out. Lema Roy Shalahan. Why don't we say the same Cheshbin that the shepherd's Messiah is worried, Mishum Hefsetz Choray? He won't do it because, doctors pay, or eventually he'll lose his whole business. Says Gemara, very simple. A shepherd is scared of goyim, and not from Yidden. Why? Because since all goyim behave the same way, bestiality, the shepherd knows that the goy would rather recognize if something untoward took place with his own animal. A Yid who has no idea what bestiality is wouldn't have a clue of the telltale signs if anything happens. So the shepherd's not scared of a Yid, but is scared of a goy. Says the Gemara, Inu, these goyim, the Yadi Bahadadi, they know about each other. Miti, he's scared of the goy. He's scared of the goy, will catch him out. Ananda la yadina, but we have no clue what bestiality looks like. Lamidin is not scared of us. Rabba says, Hainu da amre. Hainu, I mean, people say, Michtova gola baza. That if you have something made out of marble, it's very hard to etch anything into it. But if you have a pen, a quill made out of metal, then marble is scared of it because it knows that the only thing that can etch a groove things into it is metal. In other words, only a goy is scared of a goy because he knows only goy recognize the symptoms. A yid wouldn't have no clue what the symptoms are. Same thing is, and what do you call it? And a person who goes around and tattletales all the time will recognize another tattletaler, but the people who are innocent and naive won't. So therefore, a yid is not allowed to give to a shepherd, but a goy can. So we're not worried about a goy shepherd either. If so, okay, if the whole vart is because you're weakening the animal or because it becomes sterile, or zecharim in the cave is like this, but how can you go ahead to a goyish woman and buy a male animal from her? Maybe there's bestiality, and over here there's no weakening of the animal, nor is there any sterility here. So the chayshina dima merav, maybe she brought the animal upon herself. Says the Gemara, you know why she won't? She won't do it if she knows she eventually wants to sell the animal? Because what happens is when there's bestiality, they develop a certain relationship with, like the donkey and Bilam. You develop a certain personal relationship with the animal. And what's going to happen is that this camel is going to walk around the woman the whole time, wherever she goes. Kivan de Migriba, since the animal is going to attach himself to her, she's scared that people will realize what's going on over here, that there's something very untoward going on between this animal and this woman. Mitzchay, she's scared. Don't ask me any details. Ella, hod Tani Rabbi Yosef. This was Rabbi Yosef learned. Armalta leitarbi kalba. Rabbi Yosef said that a widow who's lonely at home. Well, today you have people who don't have children. They bring a dog into the house. A widow should not bring a dog into the house. Why shouldn't a widow bring a dog into the house? We'll see in a minute. V'leitisha barberabosh pizza. A single bacha should not live alone, as well in a hotel with a woman there, because she might try to seduce him. The bishlam barberabosh. I understand why yeshiva bacha, a bachelor, shouldn't be there on his own. Tzniela. She knows that he'll never open his mouth because he will hurt himself and his reputation. So if they do an aveda together, she feels confident that no one will ever find out. They can be discreet. Fine. Ela kalba, but with a dog. Kivon de migriba. You just said that when it comes to animals, she's scared to have an affair with an animal because people might find out in public. Nobody said how she's old. Why is she old? Maybe she's young. Kivan the Migriba, since the animals will attach themselves to her, nothing will happen. Nothing on the world happens. So why can't she have a dog? Mirta, but she'd be scared to have a relationship. Says the Gemara, Kivan the Chishalye Le Umtze. Since when it comes to a dog is unique. A dog can attach itself to a dog's a man best friend, attaches itself to a person if you give them food. So since people will misconstrue and say, you know why the animal's close to this woman, not because they had some relationship, but because she feeds him and she's nice to the dog. So therefore she's not worried. The dog attaches himself to her. She will say, hide the masi chabasi. You know why the dog is so close to this woman? Because of the strict flesh that she gives to him. Okay. Says the Gemara, okay, so explain to me, He explained to me why a zocher in the keva you're allowed to buy because she doesn't want anything to happen untoward. Oh, but let me ask a question. The keva's eitz, nothing is going to happen there because she doesn't want the animal to be attached to her. That's why you can buy it for a carbon. But tell me, the keva's eitz on the keva's, a female animal by a female woman, my time lo miyardin. And let me ask you, go back to the original Mishnah, you're not allowed to be alone with a woman. What's wrong? What can happen here? A female animal, a female woman. Nothing can happen here. So why can't you leave it alone in the paddocks with a non-Jewish woman? Says the Gemara. Now this is, you know, a stranger's Gemara. Oma maruk for bachama, maruk for the son of Chama said, mibnesha oivde kechavi metzuyel eitzel nashi chavrein. There was a lot of adultery and promiscuity going on by goyim between, you know, married men and married women. Upa'amim, and sometimes he's going to his married friend's wife to meet her at home, clandestinely, but she's not home, and he sees a horse there. What do you think happens? Upa'amim she'enu moitze, he doesn't find a woman. So he has relations with the animal, but it gets worse. It gets worse. The boy is saber, it gets worse. I feel a tsunami, even if she's home.
How good does that make her feel?
Raiva, he'd rather have relations with a horse. Why? The Omamar, we learned. Chaviva Aleyan Behemton Shah Yisrael. Yosef bin Shaseid. A Yiddish a horse is better than
a Yiddish a cook.
Better than a non-Yiddish woman. Now it says,
because you gave the horse to eat fodder after you took from his
mate. It must be. The Achreinim will say that the Gemara says, the Omamar, where do we get this from? How does the Gemara know to say this? Ruach HaKadosh. So you just get an idea of the Yetzirah that existed in those days, first of all for animals, and second of all, Dafka for Yiddish animals. Dafka Yiddish animals. Somehow or another, the Yetzirah went crazy. Today, like Menashe told Avashi, we don't understand the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah because we don't have it. Hopefully, there's no Yetzer Hara for Bestial either. Second, my bite. Omer Rabbi Yechon said, and what's the reason? The Omer Rabbi Yechon, b'shoshe b'nochel chava, when the Nochash had relations with Chava, he placed in her some kind of a tumor. And that gave them the Yetzer Hara for Bestiality. Remember, the Nochash was a snake, was an animal in its own right. Freddy Gemara Yochison, Nami Chava was Aim Kol Chai, so Yidin also come from Chava, so it should be in our DNA. Yisrael, Sha'amdul HaSinai, the Yidin, who stood by the foot of the mountain, Paska, Zohar Mosa, and got rid of this Yetzirah for bestiality. Oive Kachavim Shalayamdul HaSinai, Loi Paska, Zohar Mosa, they never stopped. E. Boilu, we had a question. What about Oifus? Can we trust a bird with a guy, or do those have bestiality with birds? My, what's it in there? And the Gemara will give you a description of how intense the Yetzirah was for bestiality. Tashma coming in, I don't know if you don't have a Shmuel, but I need to easy, I saw my own eyes. Oive Kachav Magoi, Shalakach Abbas, took a kachka, a goose, min Ashuk from the market, Rava, first he had relations with the goose, then Chonka strangled it, and then Tzala had a barbecue, Vachl and ate it. Took care of himself. I go further, Rabbi Yimi, said Adifti. I need these, I saw words, I saw Arabi Yech, I saw an Arab. Shalakach Yelech min Ashuk, he bought a thigh. So a dead animal, cut out the thigh of an animal. The Chokak Bokedei Leviyah, he made there a place that he can have relations with. Rava, first he had relations with this piece of thigh, a zaitel. Tzala, he then had a barbecue. But Ochlan, he ate it. Ravina said, you asked a question between our Mishnah and the Braisa. Why our Mishnah said you cannot trust a guy alone with an animal because maybe he will be Raveya. And why you're allowed to buy for Kabana? So we gave a whole explanation that we don't think the guy with his own animal, he won't do it. Because he doesn't want to ruin it, doesn't want to get started, blah, blah, blah. And that's a chilek. Our Mishnah is talking about a Yiddish animal. And the carbine you're allowed to buy is a Goyish animal. Ravina gives a different answer. Loi kasha. It's a difference from the outset. The chatchila, you shouldn't bring an animal to the guy. But the yevid, if you bought from the guy, we can rely that nothing happened. Umanot temra, and how do I know the shiny ben the chatchila ben the yevid? How do I know there's a difference when there's a chatchila you should do over the yevid? None. We learned. Loi tis yachid isha imam. A woman should not be alone with goyim. It says our Mishnah. They should chashud na laroyi. We're scared that what that they're going to be zana with her. And yet, when Amino asked a question, we learned ha isha shenech b'shem b'nei b'chavim. A woman was kidnapped by goyim. If let's say a Jew owed money to a goy, and the Jew didn't pay on time, the goy was kidnapped his wife and hold her for ransom until you paid up the loan. Or sometimes They wanted the kid. They couldn't find you. So they kidnapped your wife. So you should come out from the hiding and come here and swap yourself for your wife. Says like this. A woman was kidnapped by goyim. The question is, if she's the wife of a kohen, and let's say she was raped, you're not allowed to go back to the kohen. Or even if she's the wife of a yid, maybe at the end she relented and she acceded to the goy's wishes and became a ratzin. Is al yidei mamon, if they took her only because of the man owed them money, muteris. Lebaila. We'll assume nothing happened. He goes back to husband. No, you should be saved. You shouldn't be miyachid. But if it happened, it's all right. Why can't you go back to the husband? Is that aye? That went achosh. Nothing happened. I, the mission said you're not allowed to leave her for a second there alone because something will happen. Is that aye? There's different lechatchila, and once it happened. But then the Braisa says, Aidei nefashas, but if they kidnapped her for murder or something, then Asur al Baila is forbidden for husband. Elashman, why should be now? So Ravina is focusing not on the nefashas, but Aidei Mammon. Why Aidei Mammon? She's Muteris al Baila. Shmamna, isn't that proof? Shiny Lund, there's a big difference between the Chatchila. Chatchila, a woman shouldn't be alone with a guy, because the Chaysh is for Arayas. But the Evid, if she was kidnapped, she can go back to husband if nothing happened. Says the Gemara, what you say? Klepnisht. If that's the case, then why, if I didn't force her, she cannot go back to husband? It says that if they took him because they wanted to come out hiding, they would treat her, and they were. Why should it be any different? But the evidence should be mutter. So I'll explain to you the difference. It's very simple. If the husband owes $100 and he doesn't have money and refuses to pay, we keep the wife. If the husband finds out that we humiliated the wife or we had relations with the wife, then he won't give her the money. He said, "What do I need to keep her?" Yeah. So therefore, they're not going to achieve anything. But if they want to kill the guy, then they might not have committed, you know, they don't care if she's damaged goods. So I mean, the reason is the Messiah has some mamayna. The difference is money and the fashas. This thing of the chatchil yev makes and tena bring it aye, the tani sefer. Al yidei nefashas asur lebailas asur lemagim. So let me don't ask any more questions. This is 100% right. And tomorrow we'll learn our part. So he gives a third answer. How do we the difference between the mission and the Braisa?